Nada reports that a Sydney Muslim leader has been killed in Libya. Sheikh Nasser Zawai went to Libya in March and his family says he's been killed in the fierce fighting in Sirte. As Felicity Ogilvie reports, the Sheikh told The World Today earlier this year that he was willing to die for the sake of freedom in Libya.
The Sydney-based Sheikh Nasser Zawai was born in Libya but fled the Gaddafi regime 16 years ago. In March this year, the Sheikh told The World Today that he had returned to Libya to protect his wife and children who were on holidays there. And he said he was staying to see democracy established.
I'm prepared to die for the sake of freedom and justice and to see our country taking their place in the world. And Gaddafi, to leave Libya, it's not better for the Libyan only. It's better for the Australian, better for the Europe, better for the entire world.
One of his relatives, Hassan Enbiwa, says the Sheikh was killed by a Gaddafi loyalist soldier in the city of Sirte on Monday. The city has been the site of fresh fighting between those loyal to the new leadership and those loyal to Gaddafi. Mr. Enbiwa says that Sheikh Nasser Zawai had been helping people get aid.
He's killed inside Sirte in suburb name Hayy Dular. He doing his help. The people have a problem to medical and take to this people to hospital because he has idea about this job medical.
Kayser Trad from the Islamic Friendship Association of Australia is speaking on behalf of the Sheikh's extended family. Mr. Trad says it's still unclear exactly what the Sheikh was doing in Sirte when he was killed.
We don't know the full details. I know in the first month or so when he got there, he was asking me to help him get medical supplies from Turkey, and I received an invoice from one of the medical suppliers in Turkey for medical supplies for treatment of broken limbs and treatment of burns, etc. And after that, we heard that he was helping defend his people. He was helping look after one of the cities. But the specific details of what was happening in Sirte, none of us has any idea at the moment.
So when you say that in the past he was helping to defend his people, does that mean that he was part of the anti-Gaddafi fighters?
Look, he was with the resistance, with the National Transitional Council. He's very close friends with the leadership of that Transitional Council. And I don't know the extent of the duties that were allocated to him. He may well have defending people with arms. We don't know at this stage the extent of that.
The Sheikh's relatives say that he was buried in Benghazi yesterday. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade hasn't confirmed the Sheikh's death. They're investigating the reports and are in contact with his family. Kayser Trad says a service will be held in Sydney tomorrow.
We will sorely miss him, but we are consoled with the fact that this is a person who was very, very dynamic, very hardworking, and he died for a cause that he strongly supported, and that is the freedom and liberation of people who are being oppressed.
Elsewhere in Libya, the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has made a surprise visit to the capital, Tripoli, where she's urged the National Transitional Council to unify its various militias into a single national army under civilian command. Though the militias express loyalty to the new government, many analysts see them as the biggest threat to Libya's unity. 2 months after capturing Tripoli, the council has stamped out all pro-Gaddafi resistance except in the coastal city of Sirte. That failure and the continued existence of the militias continue to raise questions about the council's ability to exert its authority over the entire country and also postpones the launch of its promised democracy program.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.